This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Check them out. Their warranty is second to none. Tacticalholsters.com. Apologies for what I don't know what happened on my end. Genesis was just standing there, I'm sure, just minding their own business, thinking, it's just two more hours to go, and then we're done for the week with this clown. And then all of a sudden, on my side, it goes crazy. So I apologize for that. I apologize to the board ops. Thanks for standing by. We have protests right now going into, 8-9 days now against the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States. And there are those that want to see these in this benign fashion as democracy in action, illustrations of the exercise of the right of free speech. Some of the protesters, I'll play the game. Some of them may be sincere, open-minded critics of what they perceive are Trump's policies and intentions. They do not deny the validity of his election, nor seek to disqualify it. But the protests must also be seen less kindly as undemocratic and indeed reactionary in their refusal to accept the validity of the Democratic election result. The United States today has nothing in common with the communist regime in East Germany in the 1950s. Nevertheless, it is well to remember the bitter remark of the German poet and playwright Bertolt Brecht after the failure of the uprising of June 17, 1953 in East Germany against poor economic wage and working conditions, an uprising that was put down brutally by Soviet Union troops. In his poem, The Solution, critical of the brutality, Brecht ironically wrote it was easier for the communist government to maintain control by dissolving the people and electing another. The present-day U.S. protesters, whether choreographed or not, or organized by groups said to be sponsored by billionaire George Soros, or not, in their refusal to accept the will of the people, want to dissolve the American people and demand both the reversal of the election result and changes in the Constitution. Ostensibly, based on the fact that Hillary Clinton defeated in the vote for the Electoral College, and, you know, at a time that they haven't counted all the votes. I think had they counted all the votes that Trump wins the popular vote, too. But since the Electoral College has been certified, they've quit counting. So Clinton ends up with a slim majority. The protesters are calling for the Electoral College to be abolished. And they appear ignorant to the fact that 2016 is not unique. Five times before in American history, a presidential candidate has been elected by winning a majority in the Electoral College, but not the popular vote in the country. Nevertheless, the protesters argue for the electors on December 19, 2016, to ignore the votes of their states and vote for Hillary Clinton. Protests by American citizens have been part of political theater in American politics for some time. But it's a little surprising that some of the present actors seem unknowingly to be playing the end of Shakespeare's King Lear. Present-day protesters overplay their role in viewing the election of Donald Trump as U.S. president as weight of this sad time. No supporter of Trump has ever claimed that he is, like Abraham Lincoln or Oliver Cromwell, the instrument of divine purpose. Some protesters, whether from the Democratic Party, believers in identity, politics, African Americans, Latinos, environmentalists, LGBT genuinely differ from President-elect Trump on many policy issues. Very true that at this point, Trump has disclosed a few general views on economic policy, on a global political system, the renegotiate trade agreement kind of thing, the taxation policy kind of thing. But even more true is that the details of his intended policies remain unknown. The wisest words on this so far come from both Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and President Barack Obama. Lavrov asserted it is sensible to wait for Trump's action and not focus on his rhetoric. Obama correctly referred to Trump as pragmatic, not ideological. In contrast, the ideology of the protesters unwilling to accept the democratically expressed will of the people has affected well-known celebrity figures, as well as the irresponsible New York Times, acting as a short-sighted detective in pursuing its quarry. That irresponsibility and lack of objectivity in reporting is evident in reading some stories on just one day's issue, that of November 15, 2016. Headlines and stories like, Trump's victory rattles Greece as it seeks stability. Trump's victory leaves Mexico mired in a state of fear and paralysis. Trump turns on the hate. The omniscience of the New York Times and the protesters it influences is staggering in what it divines of a world that is hostile to Trump. And the usual celebrity take front stage. The always dramatic Yoko Ono uttered a well-publicized public high-pitched scream on announcement of Trump's victory. Lady Gaga displayed her charms outside Trump Tower in New York City by brandishing a placard that told us that love trumps hate. Robert De Niro, who felt as bad after the election result as he had done after 9/11, wanted to punch Trump in the face. Not to be left out of the theater, Barbara Streisand, Lena Dunham, Cher, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, they all just broke into tears. Some of these are said to be seeking safety from the anticipated tyranny of Trump, but for them, a few words of advice. They should take advantage of one newly published analysis of the world. They should avoid exile in the world's most dangerous countries, Syria, Afghanistan, Libya, Darfur, Somalia, apparently more dangerous than Beverly Hills or East Hampton. They should be warned they will find violent crime, communal, sectarian, and racial violence in absence of government, law, and order in large areas of the country, or government services barely functioning. They might experience considerable difficulties, inadequate health care, gastric problems, the possibility of the Zika virus, and a high level of road accidents, all caught on dash cams. Edmund Burke once wrote, "The democratic government is founded on compromise, and we need to learn to balance inconveniences." Trump's victory obviously means changes in internal affairs and in U.S. foreign and military policy. And differences are inevitable on multiple issues. Obamacare, North American Free Trade Agreement, immigration, Syria, Iran, NATO, cooperation with Russia. Far and desirable comment on these and other issues should be await publication and implementation of policy. And on one issue, it appears agreeable that Trump and Russian President Putin have agreed on a major priority, fighting the Islamist and international terrorism in what seems an atmosphere of mutually beneficial cooperation. And protesters should be aware that Trump, warts and all, is not Daniel Ortega, prepared to rule for life in Nicaragua, with a family holding key positions. They should not let genuine political differences lead to violence, communal, sectarian, racial, or civil unrest in the absence of government, law, and order in the areas of the country. They may not like him, but his election is to be respected, like it or not. They should refrain from the dogmatic statements. They should respect the democratic system, because that's how they're able to voice all of these opinions, right or wrong, without being carted away to some of these camps they're saying that he's going to operate. weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Segments in a row. Who'd have thunk it? Do you guys see that call that's on hold in there? Is that for us? Anyway, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Quality, modularity, all this other good stuff. Got a call we're working our way through. We'll get, okay. Let's go to the phones. Greg in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I am just trying to cope. What can I do for you?
Hey, I just, we have an article here in Alexa County, Pennsylvania, about the shooting incident was by accident. Six people were sentenced in a stray bullet incident, according to newspaper article, and they were inadvertently shooting at a stump, not at a gun range, but at a stump, and 1,600 feet away was this house, and one of the bullets went past their target and hit a young lady in her early 20s in the neck, and she was an RN. And she happened to survive that shooting. And during the shooting, she was instructing people around her what to do to save her life. And so the judge ordered that the six of them have to pay $120,000 in restitution, and they can't own or possess a firearm for 2 years. As a part of their sentences, and they had to get some gun training. And this happened on February 28th of this year. There were four men and two women that were shooting at a tree stump from a second floor deck of a township home on South Ridge Road here in Lancaster County. The one that was went past the stump and hit the young lady. And so the judge said that these individuals were very, very fortunate in the sentencing that if they complete what is for them to do, that they will get their gun rights back.
Judge went a little, as far as I'm concerned, getting out there and saying they got to have training before they can get their gun rights back, that's taking it a bridge too far. How does he enforce that? What kind, did he spell that out? What kind of training they got to have?
Let me take a look at the article here.
I mean, if you don't know it, you don't have to look it up or anything. He actually was quite nice to them because what they were doing, were they shooting in like a residential area?
Yes, it's a, most of Lexington County is very, very rural.
Yeah.
And this is like in a wood section that is known for people to do some target practice. And the woman still has the bullet in her neck. I guess it was too dangerous of a surgery to get at it. And I think the one artery was hit and they were able to repair it. So she has some disability in her neck, and there's some certain things that she cannot do, or she would injure her neck even further.
Right. I mean, like I said, I think the judge was very kind in that particular case. Without knowing what kind of zoning where they live or anything else, that sounds a lot like reckless endangerment to me.
Well, there was no no laws that said that they couldn't do it. It was very, very lax. I guess people were complaining about it, but the what do you call them? The local government there didn't come up with any type of regulations to regulate that.
I bet you they will now.
Oh, they will. They will now. People are now crying to have something done.
All because these guys did not have enough discipline. What kind of a weapon were they using to shoot at this stump?
I believe that they were rifles, and they have to sell all their firearms. They can't sell to relatives, and they can't have anything in their house.
How are they going to pay the restitution?
I don't know, but it's like $20,000 a piece if you split it up. So. Yeah.
Well, I, like I said, I think they probably got off pretty easy. They're very lucky that that judge. If I ever get in trouble in Pennsylvania, that's who I want to be my judge. Because they should be charged with something a lot worse than that.
Here in the newspaper, the judge is calling their actions reckless and irresponsible. And he told the group that he had no issue with gun ownership, but they were very, very reckless.
Well, I mean, it's not an issue about gun ownership. Lots of gun owners are very irresponsible at some times, and it's typically the ones that don't train. Because the ones that do train, there's accidental discharges of weapons that happen all the time, but they're hitting a berm or an impact area. They're not hitting people. They know where the round is going the whole time while they've got the weapon up at their shoulder. Those six people, very lucky. So, and I'm glad that their unintended target survived it.
Or even more serious charges.
Yeah.
I just went and just renewed my membership to my local gun club. So, hoping to go back and do some more practice at the range.
Yes, and be sure, be definitely sure. I don't have to tell you, but take some of them with you. Take them and let them watch. Don't let them touch any guns, but take them with you and let them watch. Those six people. Let them watch how you handle a gun. I'm running out of time, Greg. Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. That's irresponsible. That's that kind of irresponsibility. I'm not defending that. No way. No way. Anyway, when we get back, advice from Obama to Trump.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your redaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Modularity, too. I mean, there's no way you can't hook one of these things up. You can put them literally anywhere, anyway, anyhow. Tacticalholsters.com. Yesterday, Obama was at a press conference in Germany with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and again, he offered up some useless, unsolicited advice to the president-elect. Obama has spent the last few months ignoring his job as president while campaigning every day for Hillary to win his third term, ensuring his legacy, of course. Now that the voters elected Trump and rejected him, Obama is touring Greece, Germany, Italy, and Peru. And while in Greece, he attacked Americans who voted for Trump by labeling them as voting for the dark side of populism. Thursday, Obama said he ran an extraordinarily unconventional campaign, and it resulted in the biggest political upset in perhaps modern political history. What I said to him was that what may work in generating enthusiasm or passion during elections may be different than what will work in terms of unifying the country and gaining the trust even of those who didn't support him. Obama, who has an ego that would fill a sports arena, is lecturing Trump on how to act as president. He is lecturing that Trump must unify the country and gain the trust of those who did not support Trump. Obama ignored the separation of powers to bypass Congress by issuing executive orders and agency regulations. He bragged that he had a pen and a phone to issue executive orders. Think of the DREAM Act to defer deportation of illegal aliens brought here as children, passing Obamacare with only Democratic votes on a parliamentary trick by Harry Reid to avoid the filibuster, calling the Iran deal an agreement instead of a treaty to avoid a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and amending Obamacare with waivers and executive orders and agency regulations without changing the law. Telling the law to turn itself off is essentially what he did. Obama did his best to divide Americans by race and income. He did not attempt to gain the trust of Republicans. He attacked and mocked and ignored them. He told Republicans that he won, so Republicans need to get in the back of the bus. He told Senator McCain during the Obamacare debate that he won, the election was over, and that was that. Obama attacked Trump as a racist endorsed by the KKK and unfit for the presidency, despite the fact that the KKK was a Democratic product. You know, David Duke is a liberal. He may get out there and try to claim the Republican mantra, but he acts and has acted as a liberal. Now Obama is desperate to salvage his legacy, so he attempts to act as a wise and experienced statesman. And Trump is showing some class by ignoring him. Let him talk. Nobody cares what he has to say. Trump ran an unconventional campaign because he fought back against the lies of the Hillary campaign and its cheerleaders in the mainstream media and challenged the debate moderators. Nothing, you know, Romney didn't do that. McCain didn't do that. All too, you know, too, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, too punky to do that. Not wanting to stand up, not wanting to look impolite, not wanting to look mean. We're not electing Boy Scouts here. We're electing a commander in chief. I want somebody with a riding crop slapping things. Trump worked much harder than Hillary in the battleground states by making more appearances and rallies than Hillary. He took his message directly to the voters with huge rallies in social media. Trump is in New York at Trump Tower taking calls from Putin and Netanyahu, meeting with the Japanese prime minister. Trump is meeting with his rivals, such as Cruz and Romney, and he's acting, dare I say, at presidential. Meanwhile, Obama's doing a useless overseas trip, craving attention to remain relevant and alternating between criticizing Trump voters and offering advice to Trump. Instead of lecturing Trump, Obama should be lecturing the anti-Trump rioters to obey the law and knock off the rioting. Then he should tell the snowflakes and the delicate flowers who are seeking therapy, missing school, and crying because Trump won to grow up and support Trump to unify the country. Obama is irrelevant. And Trump is president. And Bibi and Putin, they both know it. Speaking of his trip to Greece, he was in this... Obama's in this, in another speech, he said, we're going to have to guard against a rise in a crude form of nationalism or ethnic identity or tribalism that's built around a us and a them. The future of humanity and the future of the world is going to be defined by what we have in common as opposed to those things that separate us and ultimately lead us into conflict. That the world's great celebrant of diversity envisions an even more multicultural, multi-ethnic, multiracial America and Europe is not news. That is the dream that animated his presidency. But in this day of Brexit and President-elect Trump, new questions arise. First of all, the world he envisions is a myth. Too many players are not don't want to play that way. He and leaders like Angela Merkel have lost touch with reality. And aren't they not they the ones who belong to yesterday and not tomorrow? Crude nationalism, as Obama said, did mark the bloodiest of centuries, the 20th. But nationalism has also proven to be among mankind's most powerful, beneficial, and enduring forces. You cannot wish it away. Patrick Henry said, I am not a Virginian, but an American. That sense of nationhood. Nationalism tore apart the evil empire of Ronald Reagan's depiction, liberating Poles and Czechs and Slovaks and Hungarians and Romanians and Bulgarians and breaking apart the Soviet Union into 15 nations. Was that terrible for mankind? Nationalism brought down the Berlin Wall, led to reunification of the German people after 45 years of separation and Cold War. Bush may have railed against a suicidal nationalism in Kiev in 1991, but the Ukrainians ignored him and voted to secede. Now the Russified minorities in the southeast and the Crimea wish to secede from Ukraine and join the mother country. And this is the way of the world. Just because you want to get out there, this is not romper room. Nobody's out there listening and going, oh, okay, since he says we should be that way, let's do it. No. No. That is not the way of the world. With communism dead, now people like Putin invoke the greatness and glory of the Russian past. And they seek to revive the Orthodox faith in his country that he's in charge of. In Turkey, they invoke nationalism. The Ottoman Empire, the Islamic faith of their people. Obama said in Greece, so my vision may not always win in the day in the short run, but I'm confident it will win the day in the long run, because societies who are able to unify themselves around the world and ideals and character and how we treat each other and cooperation and innovation ultimately are going to be more successful than societies that don't. Wake up. On your way out the door, we'll be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Coming to you from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Check them out. Unbelievable indestructibility and modularity. Hey, coming out of Fort Myers, Florida, a local gun dealer has given a bystander who shot and killed a man assaulting a deputy on Interstate 75 this week a replacement handgun. Mark Williams, who has managed Shoot Straight in Fort Myers, said, "We reached out to the Lee County Sheriff. He had to impound the gun for evidence. We wanted to donate a gun so this man's not unarmed." The unidentified bystander, according to eyewitness accounts, shot and killed Edward Strother on Monday in Estero during an altercation with Lee County Sheriff's Deputy Dean Bardes, who had stopped Strother for speeding. The sheriff's office is not naming the bystander, whom Sheriff Mike Scott has called a good Samaritan, because the incident is still being investigated. Sheriff's deputies accompanied the bystander to the gun store this past Tuesday. Williams said, "I know he wants to stay anonymous. He is a super nice guy. He doesn't want any attention." Williams said the man has a concealed carry permit. He ran a background check on the man and then gave him a Springfield XDS, a 9mm handgun that can hold up to 8 rounds. It was black, weighed almost 2 pounds, and it was made in Croatia. It cost $500. Williams said the sheriff is calling him a hero. "If they were comfortable with him getting a gun, I was completely comfortable with giving him a gun." Williams described the man as extremely soft-spoken, a well-mannered, quiet guy. Scott wrote a Facebook post applauding the bystander for killing the man who was assaulting the deputy. The sheriff's office released a photograph of Strother sitting on top of Bardes during their altercation. Scott wrote, "I think my good friends at Shoot Straight, who realized that the hero's gun was taken as evidence and immediately gave him a brand new firearm. Above all, I think the hero that recognized the imminent threat rushed to Deputy Bardes' aid and ultimately stopped the threat. In a day and age where race is a near instant focus for media and other pundits and police incidents, the fact that this hero happens to be a man of color who stopped another man of color from further harming or killing a white cop, thereby reminding us that black lives matter, blue lives matter, and indeed all lives matter. We at your sheriff's office remain proud to serve and focused on the mission." I didn't know any of that stuff till just then. Oh my. The racial divide is not as bad as we've been told. Once again by the mainstream media, of course. This past yesterday, Justice Samuel Alito of the Supreme Court laid out a possible agenda for the U.S. Supreme Court if it regains its conservative majority, as expected after Donald Trump takes office, citing gun rights and religious freedom as among key issues it will tackle in the coming years. Alito, one of the court's two most conservative judges, along with Clarence Thomas, pointed to freedom of speech and the disruption of the Constitution's separation of powers caused by federal agencies expanding their authority at the expense of the U.S. Congress as other constitutional fault lines that could come before the court. He was speaking at a meeting at the Federalist Society, a group of conservative lawyers, and Alito paid tribute to Antonin Scalia, the conservative judge who died in February. Senate Republicans, in one action with little precedent in U.S. history, refused to act on Democratic President Barack Obama's nominee to replace Scalia, Merrick Garland, in the hope that a Republican would win the November 8th presidential election and then make the appointment. Trump takes office on January 20th. He is set to make the pick, which would restore a fifth conservative vote on the 9-seat court that is currently evenly split with 4 liberals and 4 conservatives. On freedom of speech, Alito, who was appointed by Republican George W., referred to college campus culture that conservatives say stifles free speech to avoid offending political sensibilities on matters such as gender, race, and religion. He also pointed to support among liberals to limit political spending. Democrats have condemned the Supreme Court's ruling, with Alito in the majority, that allowed unlimited spending by corporations and unions in political advocacy. That is the Citizens United decision. Supreme Court has said political spending is a form of protected speech under the Constitution's First Amendment. Freedom of religion is in even greater danger. He cited a case that the High Court refused to hear in June as an example. They turned away an appeal by a family-owned pharmacy that cited Christian beliefs in objecting to providing emergency contraceptives to women under a Washington state rule. Critics of that pharmacy objected to the family imposing its religious beliefs on customers. Then, when looking at gun rights, Alito mentioned Justice Stephen Breyer's dissent in the 2008 case, Heller, in which the court found an individual right to bear arms for self-defense. Breyer's dissent, in which he argued that the Constitution's Second Amendment protects militia-related and not defense-related gun rights, and does not absolutely bar government action on guns, gave a roadmap to those who would seek to undermine the ruling. He also assailed federal agencies, including the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, for seeking to expand their power beyond what was allowed under laws passed by Congress. The Federalist Society meeting includes among its speakers 9 of the 21 conservative jurists who Trump has said he would consider to fill Scalia's seat. Okay. I've never heard Alito articulate that much. I'm glad he's on the Supreme Court. Obvious that he gets it. Very obvious that he gets it. And I'm glad he does. Because this is one of these things, and like the professor, you know, the professor was saying, how do we know that future things are not going to happen? One way is to get the Supreme Court in a fully conservative mode that will affect it for years and decades to come. These guys, they seem to linger. Very few guys come in there and do like 6 years and then quit. They seem to linger. If they survive, they stay for life. And, you know, I've heard that everybody, well, no, Bill, it's not a lifetime appointment. Well, they seem to stay there as long as they want to. I'll put it that way. They don't seem to retire nearly as often as I think they should. Ruth Bader Ginsburg should already be gone. She should already be gone. So we'll see what we get out of this. It's definitely going to be better than what we would have gotten. And we should be very happy about this. We should be really happy about this. And as for this Good Samaritan who got a gun handed back to him, this is why I own at least more than one handgun. In case I have to shoot somebody with one of them, then they're going to take that and then I'll have the other one. Yeah. I did not know the details of race, which it shouldn't matter. But in this world today, it is worth pointing out. You had a black man shoot another black man who was trying to kill a white man. And a cop at that. Apparently not everybody wants to call them pigs in a blanket and burn them up. But, you know, does that matter nowadays? Of course it does. In the remaining time we got in this hour, if you are interested in seeing national reciprocity for your concealed carry permit, you need to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. I and Arbalest Quarrel and Ammo Land and, you know, I'm not really that involved in it. Email me and I'll forward it to them. They're the ones that are actually going to do the groundwork and the legwork. They're going to look at all the bills that are being presented to the president, to the Congress, to the Senate, which, by the way, is set up now to go through a simple majority, which McConnell would be foolish to take that back. And we might actually get somewhere with it. We might actually get somewhere with it. But bill@lockandloadradio.com. I've spent all day forwarding emails to Stephen D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. I'm sure he's sick and tired of seeing my email address come across his desk. We were supposed to talk today. He hasn't even called me today. I've probably angered him because the ninjas have stood up. Of course, I find it quite entertaining. We're going to roll into hour number three. Be right back. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.